Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. It is the fourth consecutive day of practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, and today the upper shells go on. That's in preparation for full pads when the teams come back from the day off Saturday, and they practice here on Sunday afternoon. Now, yesterday, the offense finally showed some signs of life. Gerald Jernigan made a nice catch on a fade route, beating Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. Corey Washington, a rookie free agent, also made a great catch in double coverage deep down the field on a pass from Curtis Painter. So the offense is showing some signs. But a lot of the eyes in training camp are on the defense, specifically the defensive line, the pass rush, and Jason Pierre-Paul.
Nah, but I'm 110%, man. I'm not worrying about nothing. You know, my main goal is to start the season off healthy, which I am. Get any preseason games in and play some football. I feel like I've been out for a year.
The Giants are counting on a big-time bounce-back season from JPP to anchor a defensive line to add some pass rush to what should be a very much improved secondary. Stay tuned to Giants.com for coverage throughout the day as the fourth day of Giants training camp continues. Big Blue Kickoff Live comes your way at 9:30 on Giants.com. We take your calls, talk Giants football. Then, of course, Giants training camp live on MSG Plus at 6 o'clock, also streaming right here on Giants.com. Stay tuned. We're with you all day long.